Welcome to the Binge Breakers podcast. I'm Jacqueline. I am here to teach you how I overcame bulimia and my binge eating disorder, and how you can too. Through simple steps of mind management, repairing your relationship with yourself, understanding your habits, and intuitive eating.
Disclaimer, this recording is not intended to be used as medical advice, nor is it advice from a doctor. I am a coach, a recovery coach, and I offer advice from my own experience and my clients, but please, if you think you are in need of medical help, seek it immediately. We'll also be talking about subjects such as binging and purging, depression, and other sensitive topics, so if those trigger you, please listen at your own discretion. Welcome to a recovery story episode where I talk about specific client experiences or it's just stories I've heard in general from people about their own recovery, and then I kind of analyze why this is important and how it can be helpful to you. This came from, I talked about it on my Instagram on a reel briefly. This client of mine, she started working with me a little over a month ago. And what was interesting about this is that she came in to the coaching program. She had set up where she's going to go on a retreat, actually, a weekend after we got started. And she just had set up her life to make things so that when she joined and started working with me, it would be very easy for her to be behavior free. And then she was also hoping that, okay, once I start this program, it is done. We're done with behaviors. We're not going to go back. We're committed. That's that. And the first part about this is that that's not a bad attitude to have per se. It's so understandable and it's common that I see that. And you do want to show up to the program committed. You don't want to, if you're going to start a recovery journey of any sort, whether it's working with someone or being on your own, you can't just be like, well, once this thing happens, then I'll get my act together. Or like, once this thing happens, I guess it does only work, actually, now that I'm saying it out loud. It only works if you're working with someone else or using some other program. But once you start another program, you can't just be like, well, when the program starts, I'll rely on it only to put in effort and make my recovery happen. You have to go in putting in some sort of effort. It's a 50-50 relationship, you know, with whatever you're doing. So having the responsibility of, okay, when the program starts, I'm going to be committed, I'm going to take action and all that sort of stuff, that's good. I think you should probably start before you starting the program, but if you need that for the momentum, cool. But with this client, the mistake she made is that this idea of once I start, I can't go back. I can never have a slip up. I can never go back to behaviors. It has to be now. And I can only also recover in this kind of perfect scenario where I have more free time. Otherwise, it's going to all fall apart. And so she went in, and I'll explain why that's not great later on. But I think you guys that are smart out there, I think you can guess. She went in and she had an 8-day streak with no behaviors after consistently having behaviors for a year. So she went in 8 days free, binging and purging and alcohol as well. And that's something she also struggled with. And she was feeling really good, really happy. But then had some, I forget even what the scenario was. I know we worked through it, but she had an urge and it was super intense. And then she gave into that behavior and urge. And then it created a whole week of behaviors again. And we talked about it. And what was interesting is since then, even though it was really hard for her, here's why that type of journey and her not having this perfect journey she was hoping for has actually been quite helpful for her. And then it's going to be helpful for you and it's helpful for anyone trying to recover from bulimia. And it is the fact that yes, she didn't have the perfect streak she was looking for. But what she did do is have opportunities to fall down, struggle really hard, and then figure out what was going wrong, work with me on it, work on herself with it, diagnose the problem, and then also figure out how to get up again and again and again. And this is a skill that when I see people that never have to have any episodes or any urges even, it's not that you have to have an episode to struggle, but they almost try to distance themselves so much from the disorder of like, we're never going to go back in any way, shape, or form ever again. And we can never even possibly fathom going back. Otherwise, we will completely crumble. But the skill they don't build is when they eventually do have an urge, or they do have a day that doesn't go well, or they do have this want and desire to go back to behaviors or their eating disorder in whatever capacity, they don't know how to handle it. It's like giving, you know, it's like exposing yourself to germs, right? If you never exposed to any sort of germs, it's more likely, this is such biologic, this is how it works. I thought if someone's out there listening, please correct me. But you know, your immune system needs to be exposed to different things so that you can learn how to process it and not get sick. And that's why, you know, lots of awful white people have killed tons of indigenous people through bringing these foreign diseases that they were never exposed to. It's the same thing here, but with bulimia, where if you're never, ever exposed to any sort of friction, any sort of issue, any sort of problem, you never learn, especially with that when you're a part of a program and you're working with a coach or a counselor or in a treatment program, a therapist, you never have the opportunity to work through it on your own or with someone who can guide you when you're not actually sure what's going on. And then you never build that skills, the skill that is going to be crucial for you when you are recovered. Because as a guest recently put it on my podcast, I don't know why I'm losing her name right now, it's not really about never having urges or behaviors ever again. It's much more about having a good management of urges and behaviors and understanding that you're capable and knowing how to take care of it when problems do arise. So this is a skill that this client, without realizing it, built. And so the first time this lapse happened, she was super devastated, upset with herself, frustrated, but decided to try again. And then she went, I think it was like 3 days without behaviors, and then fell back down, but still showed up to the meeting. We talked about what happened, what worked, what didn't work, and then reviewed it. And then she tried again. I think she had 5 days or 4 days without behaviors, and then had a few more days with behaviors. And then lo and behold, the next week had probably one of the best weeks she's had so far. Still had, I think, a behavior. I think she had 6 days behavior free, 1 day with behaviors. I'm going to talk to her on Wednesday, so we'll see how that goes again. But you can see the pattern here is that it's no longer a perfect journey, but she's rebounding quicker and she's spending less and less time with behaviors. And she's learning how to get up faster and how to be more resilient and how to diagnose the problems, be more aware of the problems and understand what's happening, and then learning the skills she needs to move away from them. And she said to me, which I'm super proud of, she said to me last time we spoke, I've become a lot less attached. I don't know word for word, but she said something along the lines of, I've become a lot less attached to this idea of a perfect recovery journey. And she said, honestly, if I binge and purge every 6 months or every month even, it's way better than where I was before, where she didn't binge and purge for a year, 1 year, but it was such a black and white thinking if she ever binge and purge again, she would fully go back on her eating disorder. And that is exactly what happened. And that's what led her to reach out to me. She had like another year of behaviors. I think it was a year. And she said, I'd much rather live in a more balanced thing where I slip up every once in a while, but the majority of time of the time I'm better and I feel okay and I'm not engaging in behaviors. And that's what I'm working towards. I've let go of this black and white recovery thinking. And that's going to make her so much more resilient. And that's, I think, what everyone has to tackle. And it's hard when you're in it, especially when you have behavior and you think it's all or nothing. But that is something that truly helped me in my recovery too, is I've said it many times before, I stopped binging, purging for the last time. I had about 6 months where I started being nicer to myself. I started being more accountable to my thoughts and thinking better and just being more expansive with my life. And I stopped judging myself so hardcore on behaviors themselves. And so when I had behaviors, I didn't make it like, oh my God, I kind of convinced myself that I was going to struggle forever, but I didn't make every single behavior this big, big deal. And that alone actually helped the behaviors lessen in total, because it just wasn't this catastrophe. And I was able to bounce back faster from behaviors because there wasn't this whole pity party and depressive episode and all that sort of stuff combined. Now, of course, bulimia affects you physically, which then affects your mental health. And it's hard not to feel bad after behavior. I think that always was the case for me. It felt a little rough, but it was much, much less depressive just because I wasn't so judgmental with myself, which then led me to be more resilient, bounce back quicker, and then eventually lead to stopping behaviors altogether. So it's just all around like non-linear or linear recovery journeys. They can happen, I suppose, but I think everyone has to struggle. And if you start getting the mindset of like lapses, behaviors, bad moments, dips in recovery are moments that are crucial to me actually figuring it out, because it's your opportunity. It's just waiting there for you. And I know it's so hard. It's so hard in the moment. You don't want it to be happening. It's never pleasant. It's never a good thing. But if you can be upset about it and sad about it, but also recognize that it's a necessary part of the journey, and you could even think to your future self who's saying, yeah, I remember that, and that was actually a really crucial part of what happened to us and how we recovered, then you're going to be much more likely to not resist it and go with it and use it for what it's meant for, which is reviewing it and learning from it. So it's kind of like a bad dating story or like a bad breakup. I think last year was definitely the worst breakup of my life. And I'm so grateful it happened for lots of different reasons, because it taught me a lot about myself and I was able to move on, even though it was excruciatingly painful in the moment. That's how you can look at it. So anyway, that's recovery stories for you. As we know that I'm doing a new episode format. So I hope that you enjoyed it. Please be sure, if you like this podcast, to give it a rating and review. That helps my show out so much, helps me out, and helps it get seen by other people, and lets all the podcast platforms know that my show is worthwhile to listen to and is helpful for bulimia and binge eating recovery content. Okay, and I'll let you guys go. You can always find out more at bingebreakers.com. If you want to have more information about how to work with me or what I'm up to and that sort of stuff, or go up, check out my Instagram at bingebreakers_bulimia. And then, yeah, you can look me up there. All right. Never, ever give up on yourself, my friend. Bye.